Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning Parak Vav Mishnah Dalet and Parak Vav Mishnah Hey. Parak Vav Mishnah Dalet is going to discuss the time when a person may abandon his rights to the Erev, therefore allowing everyone else in the courtyard to carry. Says the Mishnah, May Amasai No snin rishus. When may a person give up his rights in the courtyard, permitting everyone else in the courtyard to carry to and from their homes? Beishamai omer mi be'od yom. Beishamai is of the opinion that he must do it while it is still day on Friday before Shabbos actually begins. And according to him, once Shabbos begins, you are not allowed to abandon your right to the Erev, because according to him, as the Bartanura points out, it is a form of transaction, it is a form of kinyan, and kinyanim, everyone agrees, are usher, are prohibited on Shabbos. Ubeis Hill on Mishachashech, but Bishel says no, that he can even abandon his rights to the Erev after Shabbos begins, after it gets dark, because according to him, this being Mevatel, giving up his rights to carry, giving up his relationship to the Erev, is not considered a kinyan, is not considered a transaction. Now, we learned in the previous Mishnah, Parak Vav, Mishnah Gimel, that when a person abandons and gives up his rights to a chatz or to a courtyard, things may not be carried from his home to the courtyard for the rest of that particular Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if he violates this prohibition and if he nevertheless carries from his home to the courtyard or vice versa. Says the Mishnah, Misha Nasan, Rishuso, the Hotzi, if a person gives up his rights, but then he does go ahead and he carries from his home to the chatzer on Shabbos. Bein b'shogig, bein b'meiz, it says the Mishnah, whether he did so by accident or whether he did so on purpose, harei zoser, he prohibits carrying for everyone in the chatzer, because by carrying from his home to the courtyard, he basically reclaimed his rights and abandoned the previous negation of his rights. Even though previously he gave up his rights by carrying, he's demonstrating that really wasn't true, and he's destroying his previous abandonment of his rights. And although carrying Bishogeg does not actually bring his rights back, the Chachamim still prohibited the residents from carrying in this case, said people would not be lenient in cases and situations where he deliberately carried out to the courtyard. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Now Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. B'mezid oser, that if he carried out to the courtyard intentionally on purpose, then he prohibits the courtyard for everyone else. However, b'shogeinu oser, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he carried it unintentionally, he carried by accident, then he does not prohibit it, because according to him, there's no concern that it's going to lead people to being lenient even when he carries out on purpose. Continuing now with Perek Vav Mishnah Hey, as we begin discussing Shitufei Mevos, which again we learned previously is made with food that is going to be owned jointly by all of the residents in the various chatzeros, in the various courtyards, as they're trying to combine together to be able to carry from their courtyards to the alley that is opened to their courtyards. Says the Mishnah, Bal Habayis Shahaya Shutof Lishchenav, if a person who owns one of the homes shares an alley with two neighbors and own food together with them for various business purposes, not for the purpose of Shitufei Mevos, as the Bartanura points out, but just for other business-related purposes. Says the Mishnah, Lazeh b'yayin v'lazeh b'yayin. If he owned wine together with one of the neighbors, and also owned wine together with another one of the neighbors, einam tzrichan arev, assuming that they poured all of the wine into one container, into one vat, they do not need to contribute any other food to make an erev. The fact that they have this combined shutfus already with the wine, this combined partnership with the wine, that is sufficient, and they wouldn't need to make an additional Erev. However, says the Mishnah, Lezeh b'yayin v'lezeh b'shamen, but if he owns wine together with one neighbor and oil together with another neighbor, Tzrichim La'arev, says the Mishnah, they must contribute another food to make an Erev together for the purpose of Shitufei Mevos. They cannot use the wine and oil for the Shituf, even if they pour into one container, because wine and oil cannot mix together to form one liquid. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Echad zev yechad ze einam trichin la'ar. That in either case, they do not need to use other food to make an erev. That according to Rabbi Shimon, even if you owned wine with one neighbor and oil with the other, the food can be used for the purpose of shitufei mevos, because according to him, when wine and oil are mixed together, they are considered one liquid. Although, as the Bartonur points out, we do not paskin like Rabbi Shimon, namely, we would hold like the Tanakama, which means that if they did the different homeowners own wine together for the purpose of business, so wine can be mixed, and that can allow them to have this shutfus, this partnership, not only in business, but for the shutufim mevos as well. But if one person owns wine and one person owns oil, and they own that together, that would not work as the eruv for the shutufim mevos. Quick review, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalid. Taught us, number one, that when may a person give up his rights in their court, according to Beis Shammai, it was only before Shabbos. According to Beis Hillel, it's even when Shabbos begins. Now, the machlokas being mevata, when a person gives up his rights to the Erev, is that considered to be a kinyan or not? Beis Shammai says it is, and therefore must be done before Shabbos. Beis Hillel says it is not, and therefore it can be done on Shabbos itself. And then the Mishnah continued to discuss that if what happens if a person who gave up his rights does carry from his home to the courtyard or vice versa. So we said that according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that if a person carries from his home to his court or vice versa after having given up the eruv, whether he does so intentionally or by accident, either way, he's going to destroy the eruv, he's going to prohibit the eruv, no one else is going to be allowed to carry for the remainder of that Shabbos. And according to him, even b'shogeg, even if you do so by accident, they're concerned that if we allow it by accident, for there still to be an eruv, then we're concerned that perhaps what's going to happen is people are going to do it on purpose and still go with the eruv. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi says no, that if only that the only time that it would upset and disrupt and ruin the eruv is if they did so on purpose, if you intentionally carried with the eruv, even though you gave up your rights, and if you did so b'shogeg, then it would not ruin the eruv. And as the Bartonura points out, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in this regard. And then Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey, discussed the case of shitufei mevos, and we said what happens if the Baal HaBayis, if the owner of the house, if one of the homes in the mavoi who's trying to make a shitufei mevos, he has some sort of a business arrangement with other members of the mavoi, and not related to the eruv, to the shitufei mevos per se, but just on business arrangement. So we said that according to the Tanakama, as long as they all own wine together, even if it's different people owning with different things, you mix the wine together, then you don't have to make an eruv. Additionally, you can allow that wine to be the joint food that unites it for the shitufei mevos. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, continuing the opinion of the Tanakama, if, however, you have some people that own wine, some people that own oil, says the Tanakama, that would not work, that would not be sufficient, they would have to make an additional eruv beyond that. However, Rabbi Shimon says, no matter what, whether it's wine and oil, they could mix that together, it's still considered to be one liquid, and in that case, they would not need to make an additional eruv. Have a great day.